Ergens baat hij bij mis naar alle chamisa samalu, chamisa chavir, lekaitzin, chamisa kedush. Five different people that were filling up five different jars from Mayim Chayim, from spring water, to use that to be Mekadeh to aid for the ashes of the Parah Duma. Each one was going to be Mekadeh the water separately with the aid for the Parah Duma. The Nimlech Lekach and Kiddush Echad. And after each one filled up their Chavetz, they had a change of heart and they decided that they will mix up all the water in one big vessel and be Mekachim with one Kiddush only. In other words, not to be Mekadesh, the Eifah, the Parah Duma, in each vessel separately. Instead, they would mix up all the water in one big Kli, and they would be Mekadesh, only one Kiddush, by putting the ashes of the Parah Duma. That's fine, even though they changed their mind after they filled up the water and decided to be Mekadesh in one Kli. It's still kosher. O Lekachan Kiddush Echad, V'nimlechu Lekachan Chamisha Kedushin, Hare Kulan Kshir. Or, if the five people filled up their chavos with spring water, al da to be Mekadesh one kiddush, when they filled up their water, they had in mind that they were going to mix up the water in one big kli, be Mekadesh with one kiddush by putting the ashes in the one kli. And after they filled up their water, they decided that each one will be Mekadesh the for the Parah Duma separately, that there will be Mekadesh in each kli separately, the for the Parah Duma, even though they changed their mind after they filled it up. All the kedushin are kishir. Yachid shemila chamisha chavir lekachin chamisha kedush. But one individual that he himself filled up five different chavir, five different galim from spring water, adat mimekadesh five different kedushin. He had in mind that he would put the ashes separately into each one of the galim. V'nimlach lekachin kedush echad en kasher el achram. And after he filled up the spring water in the five kelim, he had a change of heart. And he decided that he would mix up all the water in one kli and be Mekadesh one kiddush by putting the ashes of the Parah Duma in that one kli. The only one that's kosher is the Acheron, the last one of the chaviyas that he filled up with spring water. That's the only one that would be kosher to be used for the kiddush or the aper of the Parah Duma. The explanation is that the dinit, that any avoda, any malacha that is done while he's filling up the water of the Parah Duma would invalidate the water. If during the filling of the water into the chavetz, or in between the filling of the water of the chavetz and the kiddush of the eifah of the Parah Duma, any malacha is done by the individual who filled up the water, that invalidates the water. You have to immediately, after filling up the water, to be mekadesh the eifah of the Parah Duma by putting the ash in the water. But if you don't immediately put the ash in the water and instead you do some malacha in between, that invalidates that spring water to be used for the kiddush or the eifah of the Parah Duma. So therefore, when he fills up the first barrel with water for the Parah Duma, and then he goes ahead and fills up the second barrel, by virtue of filling up the second barrel, that invalidates the water in the first barrel, since he did a malacha in between filling up the first barrel and the kiddush of the eifah of the Parah Duma. He filled up a second barrel before he put the ash in the first barrel. That invalidates the water in the first kli. So therefore, somebody who fills up five different kelim with spring water in order to be mekadesh the water in all five kelim with the eifah of the Parah Duma, the only one that's kosher to the achron is the last one. And the first four are invalid since a malacha was done in between the filling up the water and putting the ashes inside the water as he filled up other kalim afterwards. So therefore, those first four are invalid. Only the last one is valid, as the last one that was filled, no malacha was done in between filling up the last one and putting the ashes into the last kli. So therefore, in this case, that he filled up all five al-das through the kadesh to five separately, even though afterwards he had a change of heart and decided to mix it in into one big kli and be mekadesh only one time. Even so, it's possible, as had he had in mind in the first place when he filled up the water, that he would be ma'ariv the water into one kli, that he filled up five different kelim with spring water, al-dah, that he was going to be mekadesh one kiddush by mixing up the water and putting the ash into one kli. In such a case, all that water would be kosher, as the filling up of the five barrels is not considered a malacha in between the filling up of the water and putting the ash in the water, as it's all considered the same malacha, the filling up of the water, since he's only been Mekadesh one kiddush it's not considered a malacha. Just like the actual milui of the mayim, the actual filling up the water in the chavis is not considered a malacha. So too, if he fills up five chavis, since he has a mayim to mekadesh only one kiddush, that would not be a malacha. But in this case, since he filled it up originally adas, to mekadesh each one separately, so since he plans on doing five separate kiddushim, the filling up of the second kli invalidates the first kli, since the second kli is a different kiddush than the first kli. And even though later on he decided he was going to make it into one kiddush and mix up the water into one kiddush, it's too late. It's already possible. And since at the time he filled it up, he had in mind to do separate kiddushim, even though he later on decided to make one kiddush, it's too late. The water has already become invalid. So therefore, only the fifth one, the last one, is kosher for the eighth of the par adumah. The first four are invalid. Lekatzon kiddush echad, benimlach lekatzon chamisha kiddushin, ain kosher elazer shekidesh rishon. If he had in mind when he filled up the five kelim with spring water that he was mekadesh them one kiddush, that after he filled up the five kelim he was going to mix it up into one kli and put the apron into that one kli. Now, had he done so without a change of heart, it would be kosher, as we said. But the filling up of the second kli doesn't invalidate the first kli, since they're all going to be used for the same kiddush. But in this case, he had a change of heart, and he decided that he was going to be mekadesh five separate kiddushin. He decided that he was going to put the apron into each kli separately. The only one that's kosher is the one that he was mekadesh first. The one in which the ashes were put in first are kosher, but the last four are puzzle. The reason is that even though when he filled it up, he had in mind who was going to be mekadesh one kiddush. So the filling up of the second, third, fourth, and fifth do not invalidate the filling up of the previous kelim, since it's all one kiddush. But since he now decided to be mekadesh each one separately, the kiddush of the first one would invalidate all the other ones. As the putting the ashes into the first kli is a malacha, and that possible the other four. As we said, any malacha that's done in between the milui of the mayim, the filling up the spring water into the kli, and the putting the ashes into the kli, would invalidate the water. And since the putting of the ashes in the first kli is a malacha, that would invalidate all the other kelim. So therefore, the only one that's kosher is the one that he put the ashes into first. Amar la'achad, kadesh l'cha ezeilu, ain kosher ela rishon. Somebody who filled up five different kelim, and he had in mind at the time he filled it up that he was going to be mekadesh them kiddush echad. He's going to mix them up into one kli and put the ashes into that one kli. So therefore, the filling up of the second, third, fourth, and fifth kelim did not invalidate the previous kelim. But he decided not to mekadesh them himself. Instead, he gave it to somebody else. And he said, kadesh for yourself, these kelim, put the ashes in yourself, and it should be yours. Meaning to say, he gave the other person the water, and now that the other person's water, and he told the other person to put the ashes into the water, and the other person decided to put the ashes in one at a time, not to mix up the water and to put the ashes into just one kli. The other one that's kosher is the rishon, the first one that he put the ashes in. Because the putting of the ashes in the first one is a malacha that would invalidate the other one, as we said, any malacha that's done in between the filling up of the water and the putting the ashes in the water invalidates the water. Therefore, the malacha that he does by putting the ashes in the water invalidates all the other ones. Now, even though the din is that only a malacha that's done by the person who filled up the water invalidates the water, and in this case, the person who put the ashes in is not the person who filled up the water, the answer is that since the person who filled up the water gave the water to that person and said, kadesh l'cha ezeilu, should be yours, so since it has become his, even though he didn't fill it up himself, his malacha would invalidate the water that was filled up by the other person. Kadesh li ezeilu, harei kulon kasher. But if the person who filled up the water into five different kelim gave it to another person and said, be mekadesh for me the water in these kelim, so he's not giving the water to the other person, he's saying, be mekadesh it for me, it should still be mine, but I'm asking you to put the ashes into the kelim. And the person put the ashes into each kli separately, then mix it up into one kli. In such a case, all of them are kosher. The reason being is that the first one who filled up all five kelim, he filled it up with the mayim from mekadesh it into one kli. So therefore, the filling up of the kelim is not considered malacha, since he filled it up all for one kiddush. And when he gave it to the second person, even though the second person did not mix it up into one kli, instead, he was mekadesh them separately. So therefore, the kiddush of the first one should be a malacha that invalidates the other one, but since he did not give it to that person, so therefore the malacha that that person did cannot invalidate the water that was filled up, since the water is not his, so therefore all the water and all the kelim, the cherim, to be used to sprinkle on Tmei Mason and to be mitar them from the ashes of the paraduma. Somebody who's filling up spring water to be used for the kiddush or the eifer or the paraduma, and at the same time that he's filling up the water with one hand, he's doing a malacha with another hand, he's involved in some other activity with the other hand, the water will be possible for the ashes of the paraduma, because any malacha that is done while he's filling up the water for the paraduma, or any malacha that's done in between filling up the water and putting the ashes in the water, would invalidate the water to be used for the kiddush or the ashes of the paraduma. Somebody who's filling up spring water for himself and for someone else. He has two kelim, one kli in one hand that is filling up water that he wants to do kiddush, or the eifer, the paraduma, with the water in that kli. And at the same time, he's filling up water in a different kli for somebody else who wants to use that water for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma. Or he has two kelim that is filling up with spring water to be used by two people for the eifer, the paraduma. Both of the kelim are not for himself, they are for others. The water in both kelim are pasul, and since you're filling up one kli with one hand and one kli with the other hand, you are doing a malacha at the same time you're filling up the water, as each kli is considered a malacha as far as the other kli is concerned, since you're not filling them up to be used at the same time. Instead, you're filling them up to be used by two different people or by yourself and somebody else. So it's two different kiddush. So each one is a malacha as far as the other one is concerned. Shah malacha pleiselet b'miloi ben lo ben lacha. As a malacha, an activity that is done while you're filling up the water with pasul, the water, whether you're using the water for yourself or whether you're filling it up for somebody else, in either case, the malacha would pasul the water. Even though we had in the previous Mishnah that somebody is putting ashes in water that's not his, that's not considered a malacha to pass off the water in the other kelim. Since the water is not his, the malacha that he does not pass off the water. But that's only because in that case, he did not fill up the water himself. But in this case, since he filled up the water himself, even though he's not filling it up for himself, he's filling it up for somebody else, a malacha that is done while filling up the water would invalidate the water, even though the water is not for himself.